RNZ National, this is Lately with Karen Hay. Time for our Friday night music feature with Danielle Street. Hi, Danielle.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Not too bad. Good week?
Yeah, pretty good. Busy.
Busy week. Chill time.
It is chill time. Definitely time to wind down a bit.
We start off with Angel Olsen, who has a new album out today.
Yes, first thing I did this morning was grab my headphones and have a good long listen to this album. I was really looking forward to it coming out. She'd released a couple of brilliant singles lead up to this record, which is called All Mirrors. And part of the intrigue around this is her evolution as an artist. She's changed quite a lot since she started releasing music around 2012, 2014. Her first album was very much acoustic folk. The second one was like lo-fi, indie kind of rock, where we heard sentimental lyrics underpinned by crunchy guitars and catchy hooks. And then in 2016, she released an album called My Woman, and that shook things up a bit more. The songs on that record carried a lot more lyrical, emotional weight, but the sound was also a lot more polished, and we heard more electronic production than we'd heard in her earlier songs. You know, that kind of modern folk pop that we hear in artists like Aldous Harding and Sharon Van Etten. That album, My Woman, really helped push Angel into the charts, and it saw her generate a lot of buzz. She started playing festivals around the world, appearing on talk shows, and until the fallout from her relationship breakup kind of shook her, and she decided she wanted to strip things back and start writing music again in a bare-bones way with just a guitar. The irony is, this album that came out today is anything but bare bones. So what happened there was, once she had recorded this guitar-driven album of songs, then she realised she really wanted to flesh it out a bit, and they got a 12-string orchestra. Grammy Award-winning producer called John Congleton came on board and helped produce it. These songs on All Mirrors are very lush, cinematic ballads that tend to sort of expand and then shrink. So the guitars are gone. They've been replaced with these epic strings, as well as like piano and woozy synths and big reverberating vocals, which sort of everything comes in until it starts feeling almost overcrowded and claustrophobic, and then it all falls away and becomes almost like a whisper again. So I think it's a really interesting album to listen to. There's a lot of light and shade, and I think I could have chosen any song to play off this album and we would have enjoyed it. But the one I picked today was called Spring, because I thought it's very seasonally appropriate, being that we just entered spring and daylight savings.
Is it the first day of spring soon, or has it been?
It's been.
It's been. Yeah. Oh, that's why all those little crocuses, or are they croci?
The daffodils are popping up. And
I haven't seen a daffodil yet.
No, you haven't? You're not out walking enough.
Obviously not. Anyway, Spring, that's a great title from Angel Olsen from her new album, All Mirrors.
Never have just for a while. Make me turn.
Very beautiful. That's Angel Olsen and the track Spring, which is off her fourth full-length album, All Mirrors, which came out today and introduced to us by Danielle Street, who's here for Pre-Wired. That was a great track.
I love it. Yeah, really beautiful.
Now, Ben Woods, he's going places, isn't he?
Yeah, I thought I'd pick up that thread of kind of wooziness that we just heard with Angel Olsen, but with something a bit more local. So Ben Woods is a Christchurch artist who's been in a string of bands in the city's thriving indie scene that include World Series, Fran and Salad Boys. And now he's gearing up to release his debut solo album, Put, next Friday. The album's been a long time in the works. It was recorded at the Radio 1 studios in Dunedin in winter 2018, so over a year ago now. Since that time, a couple of gorgeous songs have been released. One was called Lozenge and another called Romancy. And both of these are quite different. They're at opposite ends of the spectrum. Lozenge has a kind of stuttering, raw, tall dwarfs vibe, and Romancy is long and lingering and sentimental. So I think this song, Good to Be Sleeping, is somewhere in the middle. I think it's the ground between those two songs and ties them together. I think Ben is really leaning into the term Antipodean Gothic here, which I think they say it was penned by writer Jasmine Gallagher to describe the dark output spilling from outsider musicians in Christchurch in the mid-2010s. This song also came with a video directed by Martin Sagadin, who also created the very well-known video for Aldous Harding's song The Barrel, where she's wearing the giant hat and the strange costume and dancing along.
Is he local?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know where he's based. I see his name popping up on videos all the time. Yeah, so this one he's done for Ben Woods is quite simple and striking, monochromatic thing, but I think it's really nice to have it on while you're absorbing the song and just really let that roll around so you're not distracted.
Okay, Ben Woods, Good to Be Sleeping. I like the name of it.
Me too. I think it's one of my favourite hobbies.
Might put you to sleep, Danielle. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Well, that's another fantastic track, Ben Wood's Good To Be Sleeping, from his forthcoming album, which is called Put, P-U-T, out next week.
Yeah, that's coming out on local label Melted Ice Cream, which is run by a couple of musicians in Christchurch. And they say that the album is coming out on 12-inch vinyl, and they reckon it's the first Christchurch album to be pressed to vinyl in New Zealand since the EMI plant closed in 1987. I haven't fact-checked that, but I'll take their word for it.
And will it be on any other formats?
It'll be released digitally. I imagine they'll probably put out a cassette as well, because they tend to like their cassettes in that neck of the woods. Yeah.
Good on them. Cassettes, they go mouldy, don't they? At least vinyl doesn't.
Yeah, there can be a bit of a pain when the tape starts coming out and gets snagged.
Do you know what happened to a whole bag of cassettes I found the other day? Well, a while ago, actually. But there was a big bag of cassettes in a plastic bag, and an ant nest had colonised it. And I mean really colonised it. Got right inside the cassettes into all of the workings of everything.
That is a terrible place for a nest. Were they important or sentimental tapes?
Quite.
Aww.
Yeah, it was a shame.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Haven't got a cassette player to play them, don't dare. And they'll smell like dead ants, I guess.
Yeah.
You know that smell?
It actually doesn't bother me. I don't notice it. If an ant touches anything, my daughter will not go near it. So I know some people are quite sensitive to it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the story of ants in your cassettes. Ben Woods, that track, Good To Be Sleeping. And we finish with Greengrove.
Yes, as you may be able to tell, Karen, I'm a bit of a mega fan. I've got the T-shirt on here in the studio.
Great shirt.
Yeah, it's a green shirt with a print by a local guy called Callum Rooney. But I actually got caught out by the artist in this shirt because he works up on K Road, and I was walking around on it, so I look like a big mega fan to him as well. But I am a bit of a fan.
Do you know who the artist is?
Yeah, Greengrove.
Oh, you mean the artist, the Greengrove?
Yeah, he caught me in it. Yeah.
So, sorry, who designed this shirt?
Callum Rooney. Right. He's in a band called Ounce.
Ah, well, it's hard to describe here, but I'll put it up on the Facebook page. But the font, if you call it a font, because it really isn't a font, is cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very like, how would you describe it? Liquidy, fluid and bubbly in a way.
Different. Yeah. I don't think that's a font you could just, or maybe you could buy it online.
No, you possibly could, but he's designed this. Yeah, he's a very talented artist, Callum, actually. So he's also done the cover for this album, which is called Machine Music.
Do you know, now you mention it, that cover, I looked at this album and simply wanted to play it because of the cover artwork.
Very, very good art, yeah.
It just goes to show, though, doesn't it, that that's possible still, to be able to hook people in with your artwork?
I'm not surprised. I felt the same way when I saw it too, actually. And I think the album, to be honest, it should be listened to as a whole as well. I think if you try and cherry-pick songs, you might be a little confused. But I think this one, which is called Time, does stand on its own a bit. So Durham, to give a bit of background, Greengrove is the project of Auckland musician Durham Fenwick. He made this project as sort of a bedroom project, you know, synth-driven music, and he released a record last year. But when people asked him to play it live, he couldn't because he'd made it all in his bedroom and hadn't worked out the parts for a band. So when he eventually kind of figured that all out and was able to play the songs live and then add to the repertoire, he then worked things in reverse and recorded some of that, or picked up recordings from the desk of some of those live gigs, and then used them for this album, and then manipulated them, time stretched them into the songs as he was making them at home. So that's how the record came together. And as I said, as a record, it should be listened to as a whole. It draws heavily on lounge music and has been recorded to be listened to as a bit of a journey. This song is a standout for me. Durham wrote it about the paradox of wasting time, or at least feeling like you're wasting time, when sometimes the things you're doing when you're wasting time are fundamental to that creative process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to waste time.
Yeah.
So, and is time ever wasted?
Well, that's the question in the song. It ticks and it tucks. But, yeah, and I think the thing was he was noodling around when he wrote the song. So, yeah, I like it.
This is Greengrove and Time. Thank you once again, Danielle, for three great choices, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Toxin.